In 1984, Brian Rogers graduated from the McIntyre School of Commerce at UVA, and today he sits on the board of a nonprofit that helps bring clean water to communities that need it. He wanted to better understand how donors think, so he asked a faculty member at McIntyre, Jeff Boychuk, to study the question. Boychuk and a colleague at the Darden School of Business, Lalian Anik, created a survey asking about 2,100 people.
Considering all of the resources that you have in your life, emotional, material, mental, physical, relational, spiritual, temporal, how much time we have, please indicate how abundant you feel on a scale from 1 to 7.
Those who felt their lives were a 7, rich in relationships with people and strongly spiritual, were the most likely to make charitable contributions. For nonprofits, Anik says, the message is clear.
If a nonprofit gets to know me, gets to know my family, gets to know the things that are valuable to me in this softer space, that I would be more willing to give.
The sole exception they found, most people approaching retirement age are hoarding their money and will probably not donate much until after they actually retire. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.